It's Helping Hand. Every Friday, we have another organization, event, or topic that offers assistance to the disabled and to the most vulnerable. Aloha, I'm Dave Lawrence. Thank you very much for joining us. This week, we are welcoming back Hawaii Fido service dogs. Now, in addition to T and Aura, we have the folks who run the organization with us, and we're going to hear about this nonprofit. Special events coming up. August 6th is one of them. Windward Mall, starting at 11 a.m. Program Director Susan Lures and Jim Kennedy, the Executive Director at Hawaii Fido Service Dogs. Welcome back, Susan and Jim.
Thank you.
And these two dogs that you guys brought, Susan, are?
These are Labradoodles, non-shed, non-allergenic.
Combination of a poodle and a lab.
That's right, for the smarts and for the socialness.
As a reminder of exactly what it is that you offer, Jim.
We exist solely to provide well-trained, certified service dogs to people with disabilities here in Hawaii, the disabilities being other than blindness. Typically, individuals have some balance issues or stability issues and need assistance getting into or out of bed, cars, their chairs. They open doors, can actually help retrieve items that are dropped on the floor. Some of our graduates are wheelchair bound as well.
The dogs are trained for at least 2 years, and then they're matched with the individual. So we look at what the needs are. We look at their lifestyle. And sometimes we have to match a couple times. That goes on for at least 6 months, but we stay with the folks for the life of the dog. A lot of these folks have diagnoses that are progressive. So they're trained that later on, you might need the dog to open the door. You might not need it now. So we'll help them whenever they need it. But most of our problems really are with public access. So we're there as a support, sometimes actually go in and talk to where the situation has happened and educate people.
August 7th is the beginning of International Assistance Dogs Week. What does it mean to you?
Many people are involved in helping raise and train service dogs. There's an international organization that was involved in saying, you know, let's give recognition to all those people who make this possible. We celebrate it. We're trying to find interesting ways, educational methods that we get out there to the public.
Is that the ADI, Assistance Dogs International?
That's actually the main group. They're the watchdog of the industry, and they have set standards. There's over 160 of us who are accredited programs, meaning that they come in, they look at our files, they look at our training, they meet the clients, and they do this because, unfortunately, there's some bogus people out there preying on people with disabilities, charging outrageous fees. It's going on right here in Hawaii, on Oahu also, giving dogs that are not prepared, dogs that aren't trained correctly.
You're going to be doing an appearance, Honolulu area, August 6th. They're going to be at Windward Mall starting at 11 a.m.
We're going to have a lot of our dog teams there, some of our puppy raisers. We're going to talk about a number of subjects, access being an important one, and the growing concern of individuals passing their fifis off as service dogs when they're really not, and how do businesses deal with that?
We're starting the day before. We'll be educating the store owners and the employees on what to look for on service dogs. Instead of saying, is that a service dog? The people are going to say yes or no. What we're doing is educating the people as to what to look for as to behaviors. Things like it shouldn't be pulling on the leash, it shouldn't be barking, it shouldn't be peeing, it shouldn't be aggressive, it should be right next to that person, not in a stroller and not in a handbag. Windward Mall said it has gotten to be such a problem of the abuse, they invited us over.
So that's a private thing you'll do with them, with store owners, the employees there, and then anyone in the public, welcome to also learn about similar things, but also get to meet, interact.
Exactly. We're going to be talking about what the behaviors are and what we do to train our dogs. Our dogs are certified. We can certify that they've come from good parents, that their hips have been checked, that they've been tested, trained. The law doesn't say you have to have a certified dog. And there's a lot of confusion in that. I get calls every single day saying, I need to certify my dog. I need to register my dog. And there's no such process. All we can do is educate the people as to what the behavior should be.
Some of our trainers, puppy raisers, will be there. And a number of our handlers, the graduates,
our working
will be there.
Teams will be there.
Disabled folks who are who have a real dog in action.
And they'll see a wide variety of dogs, you know, the smaller ones that help retrieve and then the ones that I call little ponies, big dogs for brace dogs.
The fake service dog issue, Jim, what's an important thing for the public to know about how this is a threat to the legitimate service dogs and also can work against those that are disabled?
The biggest problem is it creates confusion in the business sector. The dog walks in with a person and says, boy, is that a service dog? Sure doesn't look like a service dog.
And the more that that happens, the more question that's being raised, even when a legitimate service dog walks in. Well, I didn't think that was, well, is this one? As Susan said, there are no laws requiring a dog be certified. It would be great if there were, but it'd be very hard to enforce. Right. That's right. What we would like to do is educate. If somebody knows that their auntie or their uncle or their sister or niece is working the system, gaming the system, and we understand why everybody wants to have their dogs with them, but taking them in and portraying it as a service dog, yes, this is a service dog, this is my service dog, and it's not, we're hoping that people who are aware of that will find a sensitive way to talk to their family member and say, you know you love your dog, but do you realize the problems you're causing here for legitimate service dog teams? We think the law of public perception can be very persuasive in helping reduce those numbers.
That is a great approach, and that's the approach that's done in a lot of other kinds of situations. I get this feeling that there's a movement, and you notice it all over the world, that there are more acceptance of people being able to bring their dogs to places. So you don't really need to disguise it as a service dog, because there are a lot of opportunities for you to just have your dog, right? Because that's happening everywhere.
Exactly. And I do want to add on to what Jim said. Emotional support dogs are recognized by the ADA, but only in housing. They do not have public access. The other thing is, this is really a diss to people who have a disability.
No doubt.
And that is the other way we're trying to approach it. Walk a mile in their shoes. You know, don't say you have a disability just to get your dog out of the car.
The bottom line is, we want to educate, not embarrass somebody.
I like
right.
that.
We don't want to embarrass somebody. And as Susan said, some of them really do believe their dogs are service dogs. But any dog can be a comfort dog. That doesn't qualify it as a service dog.
So a service dog has to be trained with at least two physical tasks that directly relate to the disability. Can't be a puppy, and they're not in multiples, and they're usually not dressed up in little ballerina costumes, but there's no law against it.
And there's an event, the Dining with Dogs event, that is coming up on November 4th at the Honolulu Country Club. This is a way, as we segue into ways that people can support the organization, help you with fundraising, because I imagine when it comes to getting funding, you're funded primarily through donations?
Donations and grants.
Talk about the event, which is another way that people can tangibly support your operation.
This is our second one. It's called Dining with Dogs, and we have to remind everybody it's dining with our dogs, not their dogs.
Right.
Probably have about 15 of our dogs
wow.
there. Between those that have graduated with their partners and some of those that are in training, a dinner, and it is an auction. It'll start at about 5 o'clock, no host cocktails. The program start about 7, all PAL by 9:30.
Significant way to donate to the organization by attending
it. It really is.
We also have a dog wash coming up in Kaimuki Animal Clinic of Honolulu. Every year they put on a fundraiser and they donate all of the proceeds to two animal-related nonprofits. So we were picked this year. They have music, food, give the dogs baths, and please bring your
$10,
dogs.
$10 a dog, Sunday, August the 28th.
So they do an auction, booths, and they do the dog wash.
In addition to attending the events, anything that you want to put out there?
Susan's been driving a big Yukon for what, about
12 years.
We'll need to replace that. Anybody who's out there with a quality used SUV, medium size at least, so we can get a couple, two or three kennels in there with our dogs. The other thing is at our Dining with Dogs dinner and auction, we're always looking for exciting things that will liven up the auction. So if someone has timeshare over in Maui or nice new surf board that they'd like to donate. And if you're a restaurant owner, we'd love to have some dinner tickets for two or four that we can auction off.
That's a great way. Anyone who has something they want to donate for the auction, that's great. That gives a lot of people an opportunity to help you out.
We're always looking for board members and puppy raisers.
Website for these folks is hawaiifido.org. That's hawaiifido.org. 808-638-0200. Info at hawaiifido.org. All of this information will be at our website, hawaiipublicradio.org, where all of our other Helping Hand segments are archived online. Been a privilege today. The dogs are very quiet, but we've had Aura and we've had Tea with Jim Kennedy, Executive Director at Hawaii Fido Service Dogs, and the Program Director, Susan Lors. On behalf of all the disabled folks whose lives are a little bit easier and who have a real fuzzy, gentle, warm, always positive companion because of what you guys do, thank you.
Thank you for the opportunity. Over the years, you've been very generous with the time, and thanks, Dave.
You're welcome.